Governor Scott Walker's law that curbed collective bargaining rights for public employees caused massive protests last session and drove an unprecedented round of recall elections. It's currently being fought over in multiple state and federal courtrooms. A Dane County circuit court declared many pieces of the law null and void. Walker has said he doesn't want to make more changes to union laws next session. However,
the only possible exception to that would be if somehow the courts, the Supreme Court, ultimately came back and said the law could only be upheld if, and it prescribed something. Well, then I think for obvious logical reasons, we'd want to correct that.
The governor has in the past supported a right-to-work law like the one that was just signed in Michigan, and some Republicans think now is the time for Wisconsin to follow suit. Other GOP lawmakers think Walker's collective bargaining law should be expanded to curb union rights for police and firefighters. But the governor says now's not the time.
After a year of protest, a year of recalls, and then this year another year, at least part of a year of recalls, for employers in the state, particularly small businesses, even though they overwhelmingly like what we're doing, they don't need any distractions. They don't need anything that creates a huge amount of uncertainty. And debates, discussion over issues like this, I think, would go down that path. And as the leader, I just don't want us doing that.
Walker wouldn't go so far as to say there won't be tweaks to Act 10 next year. The legislative session begins in January. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.